either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com. Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha. صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. In our last session, we touched on a very important chapter of the Quran, which is named as Surah Zilzal. Surah Zilzal. Zilzal means in the Arabic language, earthquake. That is the meaning of zilzal. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named this chapter as zilzal, telling us that the very first sign of the day of Qiyamah that humanity will witness will be in the form of an earthquake, will be in the form of an earthquake. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the events which we covered in the last session. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth will be shaken violently. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And this earth will throw out its burdens. It will throw out its burdens. Everything that is inside will come out. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Man, insan will say, what is the matter with her? What is the matter with this earth? They were taking this earth to be lifeless. They were taking this earth to be lifeless. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, this earth will speak out, it will articulate its news, everything that it had stored inside. So all the news will be given out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he read this ayat kareema and he said, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, this earth will speak out. It will articulate its news. So do you know what is its news? What will it give khabar of? Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in said, O Nabi of Allah, Allah and His Rasul know best. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that it will give information with regards to every person, every human being, whatever action that person did on the face of this earth, good or bad, it will inform that person and it will also give it the precise and the most accurate time. It will give it the most precise and accurate time. Everything, the earth will speak out. Nowadays you find that there is a lot of scams that are prevalent in our society, in the world that we live in. There was a family that made a claim to the insurance company that someone had broken into their house and the burglars came in from the back window and they had taken items from the house which were insured worth up to £4,500. And so many items, the iPad and the phone, and there was this Tag watch. And so the insurance company said that, have you got a receipt for it, this watch which is worth around £1,300? So they said, no, we have no receipt, but we have a picture of that receipt, of that watch. So khair, the company said, okay, give us the photo, the picture of it. So an image was given to this company. One photo of this watch that they make a claim that this is 1,300 and this watch has been stolen by the thieves, the burglars that came. And so everything, the story was so genuine that the police chased them, this and that and everything. But this one image that they had sent, through their technology of metadata, they can actually tell you exactly from which device this picture was taken. And they tell you exactly the time this picture was taken. Now the reason why I'm saying this, if this is the technology of insan, what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so the insurance company asked the claimants that were there that this image, how old is it? He said, oh, this photo was taken around 2 years ago. But with the technology they have, they said that we know this photo was taken 10 days after the date of theft that you have given us. And then it gave them the accurate time to the second, that it is 31 seconds that you took this picture. Kamal, eh? And the whole case, £4,500, all sort of ended there because it was nothing but, again, chori. And so the reason why I'm saying this, my respected brothers, imagine today we have the technology that it's very easy for a person to be caught out. Very easy. They can catch you anytime. Look at Saudi Arabia. How much they lie. One side they portray Makkah and Medina to the people. But can you imagine the zulm they can do to actually cut a person and his body, to dismember it completely, cutting the fingers, the hands, and putting it in a plastic bag. And that chap is crying, and they still feel that the whole world is daft. The whole world is daft. Allahu Akbar. Are these people not going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this hukumat going to stay forever? So nowadays, Allahu Akbar, you know, to lie, a person can be caught out and they will know the truth very quickly. The forensic science you have, the technology that you have, subhanallah, everything that you see today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan, and insan, in a way, is very comfortable. But at the same time, it's going to be very difficult for him to do something that is wrong. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this earth that you have been walking on, it is a recorder. Every step you are taking, it's not that, you know, in the Maidan of Arafat from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, millions of people have been in Maidan Arafat. So how will it register and record so many people? That is not the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will speak out. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Now, for something to speak generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His makhluk creation, Allah has given His creation what we call one organ, which is known as the tongue. The tongue. It is by this tongue that you can articulate, that you can speak, that you can recite, that you can pronounce the words properly. There is communication. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require tongue for communication, for something to speak. Allah has given insan ears. Allah has given insan the eyes, the nose, the face, everything, the tongue to speak. Now on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal the tongue. That you have been doing too much barbar and too much talking in dunya. Today we are going to seal you. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. That today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we will seal your mouth. This will be shut. Nobody will speak. Ban. In the court of Allah, very different. Today you will find that a person has this urge and he wants to speak. But in front of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal this mouth completely. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ The hands will speak out without a tongue. The legs will speak out. The forehead will speak. The cheeks. Every part of the body, the finger will speak. The finger will speak. Subhanallah al-Azim. An insan will witness things that he has never ever witnessed. And at the same time, the earth will also speak against him or for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا Why? Because your Rabb has given it the order to speak out. Now, أَوْحَى actually here does not mean wahi. It means that Allah has given it a hint. Allah has given it a hint. That wahi is different and yaha awha is different. Like wa inna shayateen layuhuna ila awliyaihim liyujadilukum. Allah even has mentioned in another verse of the Quran that the shayateen speak to their friends. Why? So that they will fight, so that they will debate. So the hint that is given, that is the meaning here, that this ishara will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this earth will then open up and it will throw out everything and it will start to speak. The next verse, the Quran says, يَوْمَ إِذِينَ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتَ يَصْدَر, صَدَر means yosina. What does it mean? Yosina, this chest. So يَوْمَ إِذِينَ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسِ Allah is saying on that day, humanity will be brought forward. Insaniyat will be brought forward. Yosina is in front. So humanity will be brought forward. يَوْمَ إِذِينَ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسِ أَشْتَاتَ And أَشْتَاتَ means here that they will be brought forward, but they will be separated. They will be separated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is a very, very scary ayat of the Quran that the people will be separated. What it means separated? That on the day of Qiyamah, there will only be two groups. There will only be two groups. Ahle Iman and Ahle Kufr. Ahle Iman and Ahle Kufr. Kufr, any type of religion that you hold, but you don't believe in Allah and all the messengers that came, that is kufr. So whatever your religion, that is called kufr. And so in the hadith, it comes, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the people who are destined to go to Jannat, they will be towards the right. They will be towards the right. Allah make us from those who will be going to Jannat, inshallah. And for those who will be going to Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. They will be towards the left. So one group will be to the right and one group will be to the left. Shatta, they will be separated. ashtata. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Sahaba and Awliyaullah in Surah Yasin, when they would read this verse, it comes, some of them would collapse and they would fall down. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this announcement that, O criminals, mujrimeen, O criminals, now it is time for you to be separated. Now it is time for you to be separated. So the Quran is saying that they will be separated. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَسْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتَ لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And so that the a'mal, their deeds will also be shown to them. Their deeds will be shown to them. You see, some people say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who's going to Jannah, who's going to Jahannam, then why do we have to be in this dunya? But you have to be in this dunya, otherwise on the day of Qiyamah, somebody will say, it's not fair, I would have done something good. Ye bhi to hai. What will people say? It's not fair, you know, that person is taken to Jannah without any kind of a test, and we are thrown without any kind of a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, no. Because my knowledge is not like your knowledge. My knowledge is not like your knowledge. Allah's knowledge is infinite. But Allah has given insan the free will. This choice is yours. And because that free choice, the will Allah has given, according to that, Allah knows what this person is going to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given him this time. That is why your birthday and your death day are very important days. Your birthday and your death day are very, very important days. Very important days. Allahu Akbar. And the problem is, shaitan is always telling us, we hear, that person died, that person died, that person died young, this person died in an accident. It's good. They can all die, but you won't die. They can die, but you won't die. This is the picture that shaitan is always presenting to us. So we have to be very, very careful. We have to be alert all the time that that is not the case. It can happen to anybody at any time. It can happen to anybody at any time. Somebody was telling me, a person was in India, Bichara, and when he went to India, the doctor said to him, you've only got 2 days to live. Can you imagine that? How many days to live? 2 days to live. Bichara. And waqiyatan, it was 2 days to live when he died. Subhanallah. A lady went to, for a holiday, Bichari. Batsalmayani. Before the holiday, she's saying, you know, something is happening, I don't want to go for a holiday. And there they go for a holiday, accident happens, died. Accident, holiday. And what happened? Died. Subhanallah. This is the reality. This is the reality of life, my respected brothers. Allah, give us the tawfiq. You know, to be scared is better in this dunya. Why? Insha'Allah ta'ala, anything that is going to put us on the right path, any system that can bring us to the right path, it is good for us. It is really good for us. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah give us the tawfiq. Really, Allah give us the tawfiq. This mahol, this muashara, what a beautiful mahol that Allah Pak has given us. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, idha nazala, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتْ بَكَى أَبُو بَكْرٍ. It comes that Ibn Kathir has mentioned that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq started to cry when this surah was revealed. He started to cry when this surah was revealed. Because people will be separated. It will be that you might know somebody, he is at that end and these people are at that end. They will try to cross here and there, but it will be impossible. Nobody can get here to there, and from here to there, but only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the verses of this surah in the most beautiful manner. And these two ayats we have to reflect upon all the time. And so inshallah, let us make this the theme of our subject today. It is the Quran. And this will really help us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Anyone who does equal to an atom's weight of good will see that good. Anyone who does in this dunya anything good equal to an atom's weight, bahut thora atom's weight, khayran yarahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show that to him. And the same thing, anybody who does anything bad, guna, evil, equal to an atom's weight, he will also see that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, now the choice is yours. This is how it is. So alhamdulillah, everyone that is sitting here, my respected brothers, we already have an advantage. How beautiful is that? We already have an advantage. And that advantage is that we already have iman. Bas. We already have iman. Now our duty is we need to make sure that we can capitalize and make sure that the time Allah Pak has given us, in that period of time, there is a lot of good deeds that we are doing. Bas. And the more good deeds a person does, the better it is for him. The better it is for him. Now, what I have done is that I have written some points that how we can have this balance in the 24 hours that Allah Pak has given us. Sometimes what happens when a person is just listening to the bayan, he listens to the bayan, but he does not actually know how to allocate all his time and the actions and what to do and what not to do. So it's very, very important that we understand how we can benefit in the hereafter. Not only that, whatever good we do, we will benefit first here in this dunya, then at the end in the hereafter. So how are we to make sure that we are continuously doing good deeds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers, I'm not going to ask you that you have to read 5 paras a day. I'm not going to ask you that, you know, you have to wake up for tahajjud. I'm not going to ask you that, you know, you have to fast Monday and Thursday. I'm not going to ask you that, you know, you have to come to the masjid and do takbir-e-ula and make sure you are all the time in the mosque here. If you do all that, alhamdulillah. That is alhamdulillah. But inshallah, what we can do, as we are all very, very weak, there are certain things that we are always doing. What are we doing? There are certain things that we are always doing. We can change those actions so that it is profitable for us. So that it will be in our favor. And we don't do those actions just for the sake of it. We don't do those actions just for the sake of doing it. But we do it for the right reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us. In Islam, there is one very important concept. What is called niyat. What is it called? Niyat. Now niyat, intention, is connected with the divine knowledge of Allah Pak. Divine knowledge of Allah Pak. So for an example, there is a person, we don't know if he is a Muslim or not. Example, let me give you an example. Some people say, you know, he was a Muslim, but there is no proof of the fact that he read the Shahada, that he openly said to people that I am a Muslim. There's no proof. Now he has passed away. What do we do? In this dunya, what we need is proof. What is it? What we need is proof. Is he a Muslim or not? Because you can't make, you can't say a kafir has to sleep with the, in the Muslim maqbara. It doesn't happen that way. However, whoever this person is in his intention, that is already open with Allah Pak. That is already open with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because we don't know the intention, we are mukallaf of zahir. We are subject to that which is apparent. We are mukallaf to that which is zahir. That is all. You know, if somebody says that, you know, complex issues like talaq, what is it? Complex issues like talaq. Somebody said to me, but you know, I have proof if you say talaq with anger, it's void. To Menaka, do you laugh and give talaq? Does it happen like that? Talaq is always given in anger anyway. Nobody gives talaq in a good mood. So let's not cut and paste with the shariat of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the intention is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows. However, this intention is very important. The very first hadith in Bukhari Sharif is this, narrated by Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, the short hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Every action you do, Allah will only give you a reward in accordance to your niyat. No matter what people say, no matter how people look at that action of yours, and they will see you crying or you're in sajda, and they will think that, you know, this man, subhanallah. But the real reward is only given by who? Allah Pak. Allah knows the ikhlas, the level of khulus is in there. Allah knows the reward that is there. And so there are certain things that we are always going to do. Now what we should do is we should make sure that we start training ourselves. Dekhe bhai, don't get tired now. Don't get tired. Be very alert. Be very alert. I don't know how much time I have, and I don't know how much time you have. So be very, very alert. These are very precious moments. Don't let shaitan make you yawn and shaitan look at the watch. No, no, bhai, please. Kuch mauka de. Aap baithe hai, Allah aapko jazai khair de. Listen with tawajju, inshaAllah ta'ala. This dunya is very short. It will go away. You know, we can go out and we do gapshap. We don't even realize 20, half an hour is gone. But shaitan only makes it very heavy for us when we are doing something good. When we are in our namaz, when we are reading the Quran, when we are doing anything that will give us reward, he makes it very painful for us. This is from shaitan. Let's beat the shaitan. So how we should do is we should train ourselves. We should train ourselves on the subject of niyat. Please sunay. On the subject of niyat. Train ourselves. If you don't train yourself, then if you don't exercise on this subject, you can't do this. You know, there are some people who have a mobile phone, and they can be in the Guinness Book of Records how fast they can text, you know, without looking. Aapne dekha hai na? Some of the youth are such professionals, you know, the light is off, they are sleeping. Huh? They are in the mosque, in the house of Allah, hand is there, tuk, 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 tuk. And everything, they are so fast. Now, how do you become an expert in this? Just like that? No. What did you have to do? Practice. How many times you were on your mobile phone? Now you know where all the letters are, the alphabets are, everything you know. You know the keyboard really well. Really well. It's so fast. You know. Just as a humor, one day Ibrahim Bhai Fuller took me to the office and he says, let's count some cash. So I says, okay. So he gave me, you know, Juma ke wo collection hoti hai kabhi. So I started doing this, like this, counting. Ibrahim Bhai says, oh, bhai. It will take years. Put it down. Well, and then you get some people, they are so fast, mashallah, their fingers, immediately they make no mistake and they know how to count very quickly. Practice. Whatever you practice, mashallah, you practice the Quran, it will open up to you. Some people are expert drivers. Incredible drivers. Beautiful drivers. Some pilots are top pilots. Some people, Allah has given hunar. You will find some surgeons, top. You will find some dentists. They will take the teeth out and you won't even feel any pain. And there are some you feel a lot of pain. MashaAllah. Sometimes somebody is going to give you injection, it gives, or you want a blood test, it will hurt you. And some will do it, you know, just smiling. It's taken out, mashallah. It's all about how Allah has given that person training. There are people who are Allah gifted, that is different, but generally it doesn't work like that. Not everybody is Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri. That if I look at it for 40 years, I don't forget. It's not like that. Only for some. Now, training is very important. There are certain things that we are going to always be doing. What are the things that we always do? What are the things in the 24 hours? Sleeping. Kya karte? Let's start off with sleeping. Sleeping we are going to do. Sleeping we are going to do. Our Buzrugane Deen have written this. If we are going to sleep, say some people go to sleep for 6 hours, some people go to sleep for 8 hours. Let's say 8 hours. And really, nowadays, brothers, there is nothing wrong in sleeping properly. You should sleep properly. In fact, it is said that when a person does not get his sleep, a good sleep, that is when depression hits in. That is when depression hits in. So, there is nothing wrong with sleeping. But some people think that, you know, sleeping is guna. It's not guna, bhai. Nothing. Allah's Nabi would sleep even in the afternoon, that was because during the night, of course, he was at a different level. But sleeping is not guna, as long as you are doing your farais. Say 8 hours, if you are sleeping. So 8 hours, if you are sleeping, that is in 1 month, 240 hours. How many hours? 200 and? So basically, if you are sleeping in 1 month for 240 hours, that is in 1 month, 10 days. That is in 1 month, how many days? So in 1 month, 1/3 of the month you are spending how much? How? Sleeping. 10 days we are spending how? 1/3 you are sleeping. Now imagine if that sleeping you could convert into ibadat. How beautiful is that? That will mean that 1/3 of your life you spent in ibadat. It's like saying 1/3 of your life you spend in. Let's just take one action that a human being has to do, all of us have to do, which is to sleep. So one way of sleeping is, oh, I'm tired, you know, hit the bed, bas. Kya kehte? Hit the bed. So, okay. Some people do mobile phone film dekhte so jaate kya nind aa gayi bas. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say bas. They don't even read certain duas, but we are not talking about that. If a person can just take out a few seconds and makes an intention, Bari ta'ala, I am sleeping, number one, because it is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is proof that in the night Allah's Nabi went to sleep. And then you make another intention that, Ya Allah, this body you have created and this body is your amanat. This body is. And for amanat, it means that we have to look after any amanat that is given to us. So, Ya Allah, because this body is an amanat, we are going to go to sleep so this amanat can have enough energy. And this amanat is protected. And then you put another intention and, Ya Allah, I am resting so that the energy and the taqat and the strength that I have, I will spend that in your obedience. In your, now you go to sleep, 8 hours, these 8 hours are ibadat. 8 hours are ibadat. How, what did you do? You changed the niyat. You change the niyat. This is the beauty of Islam. The minute you change the niyat, the tap is on. Switch on ho gaya. Sawab tumhe mila. Now, You would have gone to sleep just like that anyway. Why don't you convert that and make it beneficial? As Allah is saying that even something equal to an atom's weight of a good action you do, you will see it. So that will become thawab for you. Subhanallah al-Azim, Allahu Akbar. Number two, for an example, a lot of the people, they get married. Why are you getting married? Oh, my father said I have to get married. Why are you getting married? Well, I have to now, I'm very old. But actually, if you are getting married and now at the time of nikah, you just slightly change your niyat and you say, first of all, I'm getting married because it is the sunnah. What is it? Sunnah. And number two, inshallah, I am making an intention, if I get married, it will save me from unlawful carnal desire. Unlawful carnal desire, shahwat. It will save me from zina. And that way I will also protect my glance. I will also protect my glance. Now, until this man is married to that lady, namay amal sawab is written. How easy? How easy is that? But shaitan does not even allow us to think like that. He will not even allow us to do these actions. We'll do it now when we've heard it, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, but after that we will forget. We've heard of this, this is not something new. So this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. And eating and drinking, this we always do, isn't it? Eating and drinking we do, everybody does that. Eating and drinking, what we do? Make an intention that Bari Ta'ala, I'm eating and drinking. Why? So that inshaAllah Ta'ala, I get the strength and I will promote your deen. What will I do? I will promote your deen. So now if you're sitting on the dastarkhan for 15, 20 minutes, that is thawab. That is thawab. Because innamal a'malu bin niyat. You have your family, you're sitting with your wife, and you are enjoying her company, and then you have your children and you enjoy their company. You have your grandchildren and you are enjoying their company. Now, you can be spending time, but when this opportunity comes, just slightly think and change the niyat and say, you know what? Allah's Nabi, it was his sunnah, from Asr to Maghrib, he would sit with his wife. Allah's Nabi would embrace and hug Bibi Fatima, and Allah's Nabi would also play with Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And this is also the sunnah. I am taking time out to fulfill the sunnah, number one. And this is called sila rahmi. This is called sila rahmi, to maintain good family ties. Now all the time you are with your family, you are getting thawab. In the morning you have to go to do your business. Wherever you are going, however you are working. So when you go for work, make an intention. Ya Allah, I am working. So alhamdulillah, whatever I earn, I will also give that in the path of Allah. I will also give that in the path of Allah. So now, all the time you may be anywhere working, you are getting sawab. What are you doing? You are getting sawab. Subhanallah. Things that you have to do all the time. Now, you have to put on your kurta. You have to put on your... But if you just make an intention, I'm putting on my kurta, my right hand goes first, my left goes after that. You are getting thawab. Your izar, put on your right first and your left. Shoes right and then left. And when you take it out, the opposite. When you come to the masjid, right first, go to the toilet, then left first. Simple things that we all have to do anyway. But convert all that. Be business minded. Be business minded. That I will not let go of anything. I will not let go of anything. Then on the day of Qiyamah, when you will see your Namai Amal, oh ho ho, you will be very, very wealthy because you will have so much. So these are things that are so important. And I will also say to my young friends that are here, you know, our children, they are how we want them to be. Parrot hai, kya hai, tote ki tarah. Whatever you speak to them, they will pick it up. You know. For the sake of Allah, hi, bye, Allahu Akbar. What is this hi, bye? Why are you saying to your child, your baby, small bacha, hi, bye, welcome, go here, this, say thank you. Arey bhai, influence the child Islamically first. This child will help you. Otherwise today, if anybody thinks that, you know, when I die, my sons will come and do sadqa-e jariya, then you are living in a different planet. The same children who've got no time to see you, but they see you perhaps once in a week, you think they are going to pray when you die? Sorry, main toh muh par baat kar raha hun. They haven't got time to see the parents or phone the parents minimum. Ki amma kaise ho, abba kaise ho. They can come only, they won't miss out from their wife. Wife ko bagal mein bithate hai. Right? And they, you think your children are going to pray when you die? Which world are you living? Do something for yourselves. Do something for yourselves of sadqa-e jariya, because your children will never pray for you. Illa mashallah. This high bye you're talking, high bye? This high bye people? Because you have spoiled them. We have spoiled them. High bye. We have not even taught them our mother tongue. English, angrezi ban gaya. Mother tongue bhi nahi bata de. They don't know how to speak Gujarati. They don't know how to speak Urdu. They don't know how to speak Punjabi. They don't know how to speak Kachi. They don't know how to speak Bengali. They don't know how to speak nothing. This is how we are. We've become very, very modern. Modern. And there's nothing wrong with other things I'm saying, but subhanallah, these are the things put in Islamic etiquettes. Say inshallah, say subhanallah, say barakallah. These are the things that the children will pick up inshallah, and you will see that when they grow up, train your children to be like that. Train your children to be like that. So mashallah, what we do, everything that we are doing in the 24 hours, ask the ulama, they will guide you, convert that into profit. Convert that into profit. Right. And another thing very quickly, just 5 more minutes inshallah we end. There are certain du'as that we should always get into the habit of learning it. Like how we know Surah Fatiha, it is as important for us to know these du'as, because these are the du'as that were read by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regularly in his 24 hours, and that will give you a lot of sawab. So number one, everyone must learn the du'a for sleeping and waking up. What is it? So if somebody doesn't know this dua, then go to Aslam's shop, Ashifa, or any other shop, and tell Aslam that you want this dua kitab and he should give it to you. Or go to any other bookstore, wherever. I'm not promoting nobody, वैसे दोस्त है इसलिए बात ऐसे ज़बान से निकल गई मैं कह रहा हूँ. Allah हर एक को बरकत दे मुसलमान को हर मुसलमान को बरकत दे. But what I'm saying, dua for sleeping, dua for waking up, dua to go to the toilet, dua to exit, dua for entry in the house, dua for exit, dua for sitting in the car and traveling, dua for entry into the masjid, dua for exit. These du'as Allah's Nabi would read in his 24 hours all the time, like how we read Surah Fatiha. It is important for every Muslim to learn these du'as, and not only to learn it, but to practice it. What is it? But to, how many times you come to the masjid? How many times you do all, how many times you do driving? How many times you go home? How many times you go to the toilet? Right. These are du'as. And then another du'a, which is very important, which I'm going to tell you today, and I'm going to make you very, very rich, free of charge. I'm going to make you rich free of charge. Free of charge. In the hadith, it comes that there is one person in my ummah that all the gates of Jannat will boast and take pride that let him enter from me. Who is that one man? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned Rawahu Muslim. This hadith is in Muslim. The person who has completed wuzu. The person who has completed wuzu. How many times do we do wuzu? 3-4 times we probably do, at least. Now this dua is so important. If a person after doing wuzu reads, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu. What is it? Wahdahu la sharika la. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Illa futihat lahu abwabul jannati thamaniya. Yadkhulu min ayyiha sha. just by reading this simple dua, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Maut tak isko padte rahe, the beauty is Allah's Nabi has said, on the day of Qiyamah, 8 doors of Jannat will open for him. How many? 8 doors. Now you tell me, is this dua hard? Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu. These are the du'as that Allah's Nabi would read all the time. So everybody that is here, the du'as that I have said. And another thing extra, nothing hard, nothing hard. Allah's Nabi has mentioned, this is also in the Sahih Ahadith. Remember, farz we have to do. Farz namaz we have to do. There's no compromise. 5 pillars, that we have to do. But after that, people who are weak, people who are weak, Allah's Nabi said, even if you can protect outside of your farz namaz, just 12 rakats in your 24 hours. How many rakats? 12 rakats. Then, buniya lahu baytan fil jannah. For that person, a house in paradise will be built. Who is saying that? From the farz, that is farz. Besides the farz, in all of your 5 namazes, 12 rakats you read. And these 12 rakats are sunnate muakkada. Fajr 2 rakats. Zohar 4 and after that 2. How many is that? Huh? 6 kaha yaad? 8. Kitni hui? 8. After that asr, no, that's ghair muakkada. Maghrib. Maghrib ke baad 2. Kitni hui? 10. After that is Isha. Isha ke baad 2 rakats. How much is that? 12. These sunans are called sunnate muqadda. What is it? A person who reads these 12 rakats with the farz, Allah's Nabi gave basharat, buniya lahu baytan fil jannah. For him there is what? Jannat. For him there is what? Jannat. Then there's another dua which I don't want to do it because it might be too long for you, but these are the du'as that we have to memorize and practice because Allah's Nabi in his 24 hours would read this all the time. Itna karenge, inshallah. And bas our mashayikh and our ulama give tasbihat. So what I'm saying, that read 100 times Durood Sharif. That is our haqq on our Nabi. 100 times. The shortest dua is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the easiest way to do it, mere azizo, main aapko bataun, tasbih, kya hai? It is not to show off, even if the shaitan is saying this is to show off, this is only to stop you. The best way is to keep a tasbih. What is it? The best way is to keep a, if you do it on your finger, sometimes your mind will drift. But if you have a tasbih, it kind of locks you. What does it do? It kind of locks you and it tells you you have to finish it. What is it? So finish your 100 tasbih of Durood Sharif, 100 tasbih of Astaghfar. What is it? Every day. 100 times Durood Sharif, 100 times Astaghfar, 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Okay, 300 huyekul. After that, after Farz Namaz, Ayatul Kursi. After Farz Namaz, Ayatul Kursi. And every day, if you are busy, then minimum even one side of the Quran. Minimum even, but let not a day pass that you have not opened the Quran. Now if we are going to be doing this, inshallah ta'ala, you will see that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, a person who does any good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure that he sees it. So now in this fast world that we are living in, there is nothing hard that I have mentioned. All easy. Things that you have to do anyway, make an intention. Bas. Change your intention. And these du'as, a lot of people know it. From madrasa, people will know it. But you ask them, bhai, you came now for Isha namaz, you sat in the car, or you came out of the house, did you read the Safar du'a? Allahu alam. Okay, you entered the masjid. Do you know how you took out your shoes? And did you read the du'a? And did you read salawat? And you could have become more rich by just doing an intention. Read the dua for masjid. Make niyat of atikaf. Make niyat of atikaf. And read Durood Sharif. Because this is what you have to do when you enter a masjid. Read Durood Sharif also. And come. And you see, subhanAllah, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be amazed, ke bhai, oh ho, I didn't know I was so rich and I've done so many amal. These amal we have done because alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, make life easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make life easy for us. Ya Allah, give us the strength, Ya Allah, that we can carry out all the good deeds. Ya Allah, all the good deeds, Ya Allah. Give us the ability that we can control our intention. Ya Allah, that we have the ability, the strength, Ya Allah, that loss becomes profit for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon our children, our progeny, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we desire that is halal, Ya Allah, open it for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, be pleased with us. Ya Allah, all the sins that we have committed, Ya Allah, with sincerity we are repenting, Ya Allah, we are doing tawbah. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na. Gufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika, Ya Arhamar Rahimin.